All right, everybody, we are here with Rob on the rocks, Rob Christensen. We're on Risky Biz. We're going to go do another episode of Trail Talk. As always, we're communicating through Cardo, and we're actually tracking this on Onyx. Rob, you've been on here before. We talked about the whole Jeep versus side-by-side thing, but you got something cooking. We're not announcing it. It's already been announced.
Yeah.
But tell me about it. What you got?
So we got Tread Off-Road Expo coming up. It's an off-road expo that's coming to Southern Utah. It's June 20th and 21st. It's something that the industry needs. I don't even want to say the industry. I think it's something the community needs down here. You know, to get the whole community to collaborate on things. I'm like, it's just very beneficial to get the industry together, the manufacturers together. We're just kind of wandering. We're heading towards risky business. As soon as I took a left, I was like, wrong left.
We're in the vicinity of risky biz.
Hey, look, a sign says risky business. I think we're on the right trail.
Perfect.
Yeah, so Tread is just, I guess let's go back to where it started. So I run off-road cars and coffee, you know, that just goes on and on and on, and that's a monthly event, and it's really cool. We thought, hey, how can we do something a little bit bigger? So I had a vision one day, and I was like, man, maybe I'll rent some spots out of the mall parking lot. My wife says, who do you know at the mall? I said, nothing yet.
Said, no, that's why I said make some calls.
Yeah, I said, I'll figure it out here in a second. So we turn around and start digging around a little bit. You know, Nate Cuckey's a huge part of this, too. He handles so much of social media and all this stuff. He's freaking huge help. He tackles the stuff that I can't do. Anyway, so I start talking with Nate. He's like, hey, some guy from Colorado are kind of doing something. I'm like, cool. So I start digging around. I say, mall parking lot ain't cool enough.
Yeah.
What's the biggest place we can do this in? Dixie Center.
Right.
That's the biggest thing they offer here. It's cool. It's out of the elements. I think we go to Dixie Center. I'm going to stay focused for one little second as we cross
over. Yeah, we're on about a 4-foot crack that we got to stay above and not in, hopefully.
Yes. We're all good. So I turn around, got in touch with Dixie Center, started playing with some dates, doing the thing of, these are the dates we got to work. Obviously, when you check those dates, you got to work those dates in the industry. I don't want to say coast to coast, but yes, do what you can because you don't know who's going to show up.
Right.
So we start playing with dates and going down that road, find out that this date that we have is pretty okay date as far as the industry. It's never perfect.
Is that the June date or is this?
That's our June date that we got, yeah.
Perfect.
So we turn around, lock that in, sign the contract. Sorry.
You're probably... No, you're good.
lock that date in, start working on some sponsors and some vendors and stuff. Here we are today. At first one point in time, I was like, man, we're going to rent half the place out. We're going to rent a third of the place out. Next thing you know, we filled the whole inside up.
Yeah.
We've got outside real estate filling up now. I guess the industry needed it, or the community needed it.
Well, we definitely needed it down here in Southern Utah. We have, Utah itself has quite a few off-road things going on. We have SLORX that just wrapped up, Salt Lake Off-Road Expo. We have, obviously, Trail Hero, UTV Takeover, a bunch of off-road-oriented things, but we don't have an actual expo down here, or we didn't until now.
Well, and expos are a little different, like hats off to, you know, Winter Jamboree, Trail Hero, you know, UTV Takeover. All these companies that, or all these organizations that are down here and put everything together, like, hats off to them. Like, those events are amazing. We all go to them. We all love them. An expo is just a little different, you know?
Right.
It's just a quick 2-day deal. We come in, we collaborate with the community, the industry. We try to have some classes to teach some people some things. have some influencers teach, you know, or maybe tell their story of where they started, where they've came from, who they are now, the mistakes they've made, you know, just things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, as we, it's all came together. It's just, it's one of those, it's still growing. It's the first year.
Yep.
There's a lot to go into it, but, I don't know. It's taken off, and it's been a good thing as far as the expo. We want to bring some. We've got some killer prices that are brought into these to get these guys to lock in to their real estate they purchased inside. Along with that comes we've got UPLA and Blue Ribbon Coalition working with us.
Right.
We're creating a raffle system to where these vendors can donate to the raffle and have their name, and, you know, announce that they're part of the reason of when they sell the tickets that this money goes back to them.
Yeah. You know?
So, and bottom line that these companies don't want to pitch in. That's great. We all understand. But at the end of the day, I'd find something to pitch in, because if these trails aren't open, you're not going to have an open doors to your shop.
Yeah, it's this whole community, like,
yeah,
is really, really strong about keeping Sand Hollow open and access open everywhere.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, oh, there goes our Onyx. It's okay, we'll get it back up. What's been like, have you had anything that you're like, okay, this is going to be a walk in the park to get this part done, and it just turned out to be a pain? Hold, please, we're conquering the trail real quick.
Holy cow. Is there parts that have been a task?
Yeah, there's just things that you're like, oh, I'll just, you know, maybe call so-and-so, and they'll totally be down, and it's just been like a battle. Or something that you thought was like, oh, it's just an expo. We just, you know, you put this out there, people are just going to do it, and it's just going to kind of come together. And then you turn around, and you're like, oh, dang it, dude. This was a lot of stuff to chew.
So, I want to stem back to my what I do for a job.
Okay.
So, I'm a commercial superintendent or a construction superintendent for Hughes General Contractor. That's my day job. So we build buildings. This is what we do. No job is perfect. There's always a challenge. You have a game plan, and it changes daily. You better find a path to keep on schedule and to move
forward. Right.
So as this comes up every single day, I'm like, that ain't going to work. No, let's go to plan B. Plan B ain't going to work. Let's try something new. Oh, actually, this is going to be a better route. So it's constantly moving the pawn to the better position to gain traction to continue forward.
So just shuffling so you don't get stuck.
Yeah, you just got to continue to push your way through it. And there's a lot of people that I've wanted to reach out for recommendations or stuff like that, and it's not that I don't want to reach out to them. I just look at the end of the day, I think we turned down here.
We got Onyx up. Technically, we go straightish.
No. I don't know.
But maybe it loops back. We know how to read maps.
Yeah, we're gonna drop here. What were they saying?
You're talking about
as far as reaching out to people.
Yep.
I want to reach out to people, a lot of people, a lot of times. And I've reached out to a couple, very, very few. But I've kind of kept it in my own track. We're just rolling with the industry and taking it day by day. Only because at the end of the day, when I make a bad decision, I can say it was my bad decision versus somebody else told me to do something. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to take accountability if they gave me a bad left or right to take. So everything I take, I do a lot of research, make a final decision, just as I do in my job daily. Make a good a good plan, and I execute it.
Right.
So, and it's what a lot of us have to do in our career. I'm not the only guy out there doing that stuff. But it's those, some days the stars line up, and I just want to say that I feel like the stars have lined up on this one, you know, and it's all about networking at the end of the day, people having trust in you, people that have known. Oops, there goes.
We're 0 for 2 on the. I'm going to just hold this.
Yeah, it's people at the end of the day who have watched you over the years and said, hey, you know what? Guy's pretty persistent, or he's got a good plan, he's got a good vision. At the end of the day, it's just building a business. Is this business going to build money the first year? No. Nope. Right. Is it going to build money the second year? Nope. Is it a lot of sweat equity? Damn right it is. Is that okay? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, I'm not here to make money. I'm here to grow the industry in a whole and give it back and keep putting. Making this circle move.
Right.
You know,
how, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Over time, just, if it can make a little money, that's great. You know, at the end of the day, how much do you give back when you do this stuff?
Right.
More than anybody realizes. That's the end of it. You look at it, you're like, holy cow. So, you know, you give and give and give to the industry to try to make it a better industry. So go ahead with your question.
Oh, I was going to say, how many people have you gotten lined up? Because I know you haven't had, in the grand scheme of things, it's not like you've had this expo going for a long time. So it's not something like SlurX where people are, okay, I know that in 2 years I want to be ready to be there. You've had vendor spots open for only a couple weeks, right?
Well, I'm not liking where this is going.
We're good. I'm here for it.
We're good. Hang on.
We made it. Woo!
Crossover went a little further than it needed to. We're good. Nice. Yeah, we pretty much had it sold out in like 3.5 weeks for the inside.
Okay. And you, how many people is that for vendors?
Well, right now I think we're at 64.
Okay, nice.
64. I guess I want to call them organizations.
Yeah.
You know, because I wouldn't quite want, you know, and I don't want to name drop anybody, but you look at some of the four wheeling clubs that are even coming out of Vegas, yeah, and Salt Lake and stuff like that. It's like, you don't want to look at them and be like, oh, they're here to sell stuff. They're.
Yeah.
Jesus might have just died.
It died on you?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you at all. Do you have yours with you?
Huh?
Do you have yours with you?
No.
Oh, man. Let me see.
I heard it says battery status earlier. It said battery status something. And all of a sudden it says battery status critical. I'm like.
Oh, nice. Well, we can just shut it off and run it off these mics real quick. Just wrap it up real quick.
Okay.
Off these without the, like, the car part.
And I was like, I think it just shut down.
Yeah. That's all right. Here you go, just hold that.
There you go.
I'll get us back into it real quick. All right, so one of these things with the Cardos is they do run on battery, and the battery lasts a really long time. And so that means that I forget to charge them because I'm just like, oh, it'll work. It's just been working for the last week. Rob's Cardos just died, so we're going to take a pause and wrap this up, just recording off the DJIs and the video. But you were talking about how, you know, these groups that are coming aren't necessarily vendors. They're not just there just to make money. And things like UPLA and those groups that are there to help just promote the sport,
yes,
they aren't there just for like, oh, well, what can I sell here? What can I promote here?
Yes.
Other than access.
Yeah. So that's when I would say, like the 64 vendors that are on right now, and there's still plenty in the works right now.
Right.
So there's, you know, Monday's a new day and we start going at it again. Yeah. I'm going to say we're probably going to end up in the 80s.
Nice.
Maybe 90s. I don't know yet.
And that's interior and some exterior spots.
Yes. I just had to purchase more real estate outside to put in the exterior.
Yeah. Well, when we first started talking about this, you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to get like half a convention center and it'll be good.
I felt like I was pushing it at that point.
Yeah. Now
I'm like, holy hell, Robert, what have you got yourself into?
Nice.
But it's a good thing. At the end of the day, you know, we've got some amazing companies coming down all the way from, you know, single track all the way up to guys that build trophy truck frames.
Yeah.
You know, to, I don't want to say some of the baddest, but probably the baddest buggy frame builder is coming down too with the DIY kit.
Okay.
So, no, like it's, you know, all the way into the Raptor world. Like, I don't want to say or name drop all these companies because someone's going to get offended that I didn't say their name. Because long and short of it, if you guys have any questions of looking at any of these vendors, go to treadoffroadexpo.com and you can get all the latest and greatest information. We have tons of influencers coming. We have, it's just, there's so much coming.
Yeah.
And it's still growing. And, you know, big people are locking in day by day. You know, we got big people coming out of California that are coming in by the flock right now.
Yeah.
They're reaching out and I'm like, you guys are traveling 9 hours to come down. I'm like, dude, that's freaking awesome.
Hey, by the way, you're going to be outside. So bring a tent.
Yeah, no. There's a couple of people that reached out last minute and I was like, I have a gold sponsor left, but obviously that's comes for more of a price. And they're like, I want it.
Sweet.
I'm in. And I'm like, okay, well, now we're sold out on all sponsorships besides supporting. So no, it's good. It's been a very fast growing event. I'm thankful for all the people that have got involved. I want to see the circle created and finalized. At the end of that, it's going to be very rewarding to watch the vision come together.
Yeah, for sure.
It takes an army to pull it together. And it's not just, you know, me and the guys putting it together. It's the whole industry. Like, these people are, I want to say every single person that signed on is a supporting sponsor in a way. This is a first time event. This isn't something that's like, oh yeah, that event rocks, man. That's awesome. These people have never even seen this building.
Yeah.
So they don't know nothing about the building. Some of these people have never even met me.
Yeah.
They have no clue. I'm like, just got a good vision and they see the good game plan and they're like, that's a business we want involved in, more or less.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's a big team. And like you coming on to, you want to grab the mic for a few hours.
Yeah.
I'm like,
if you guys haven't heard enough of my voice, I will be there.
No, it's
just talking it up.
It's just things like that. You know, we're pushing hard on the industry to come in. When they come in, like, what creates an expo? A good vendor, for one, creates a good expo. They need to be happy when they're loading and unloading for the event. Keep them happy and content. That's great. At the end of the day, we need people there.
Right.
So to purchase from these guys. So in order to do that, we need the people, the vendors, to provide an expo price for these events.
Right.
To be some sort of a typical draw. No. At the end of the day, we want Josh and his family and all his buddies that came down to the venue, just throwing Josh out there as a name. We want him to go home and say, dude, guess what? I got these from Tread Expo. Last year.
And I got them for a heck of a discount.
30% off, dude. Like, you never see a deal like that. Or that's the biggest sell that you'll ever see from that vendor because they don't put their stuff on sale.
Right.
So you're like, oh, man. So at the end of the day, he's going to go home. He's going to talk good about your shop, who you are, what he's so proud of, where he was at. And he's going to plan on dragging him and 10 more people there the following year saying, dude, we got to make sure we hit that event next year.
Yeah.
Like, I got to scream a deal. They're like, oh, I'm just going to wait for Tread Expo. Let's just get our stuff there.
Yeah.
So I feel like once we can create that vibe and the culture of that event, it's going to go far.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see it built out from, like, you can talk to other people. I could have called some other people and been like, okay, to tell me how you put this thing on. But that's been going for 5-10 years, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fun for me to see, like, okay, from the ground up, how is Rob winging this? Like, how is it working? And I say winging it kind of tongue in cheek.
No. It's going to start in the mall parking lot. Hell.
But it's been super interesting to follow. Like you said, you can go to Tread Expo. You can treadexpo.com. Check it out. They're on Facebook, Instagram. There's a Tread Expo community.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nate has done a great job creating everything on the backside, which is freaking huge. He does all the marketing for it. He does all that stuff, which is so thankful because he's a rock star at that stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, if anybody wants to check it out or if you have questions or you have vendors that should be involved, we only have outside real estate left, you guys. That's the thing. So some people have backed out, completely fine. I've watched people back out of interior spots and then they've called back. So don't be that person.
Yeah.
Back out of a prime real estate in or outside spot and then call back and be like, got FOMO. Damn it, I should have been there.
Yeah.
It's still the same price.
Yep.
But now I'm shoved a little further back, you know.
Yeah, everything's, it's moving on whether or not you backed out or not.
And we've created the inside with a good layout.
Yep.
People are like, I don't want to be shoved in the corner. And I'm like, maybe you want to get shoved in the corner.
Yeah, don't potentially. Say that. I've been inside the Dixie Convention Center. I know what the corners are like.
No. And the corners on the layout we put together, the corners are pretty prime property.
Yeah.
So don't call me and complaining about I get shoved in a corner. Maybe find out who's next to your booth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, wow. Maybe I do want to be there.
Yeah.
So, no. It's all good. I'm excited to watch it go through. It's going to be something that we're going to have to change every day, you know, every year.
Yeah.
You know, every time something happens, oh, we're going to switch something up. And believe me, my brain works 24 hours a day and it don't stop and we're always changing stuff. No, we're in, or once I was in, I was in. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to do it. We're doing it for 2 years straight. We're going to reevaluate it after 2 years. And if we're going to move on, we'll move on. And if we're not, we're going to dump it. I can tell you right now, it's moving on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, I feel like you're not,
I don't know.
You're not dumping this after 2 years from the response I've seen.
No, not this year. And that was like going into a blind. I'm like, I don't know what kind of help I'm going to get. I'm not trying to break the bank to put this on for 2 years. If it has to happen, I will spend some money to make it happen. And hopefully it can grow at that point. And if it doesn't, then I'll, you know,
yeah,
look at it and take the decision from there. So
for sure.
No, I'm happy for it though. And I'm happy for everyone that's coming and I want everyone to help share it. It's a first year event. You guys, anybody's help in growing this is awesome. Like it's appreciated. It's going to take a lot of help to pull everybody in. So
right on.
When it's all done, I can thank everybody at the end of the day. So
cool. Well, you guys heard it here. Go check it out. Tread Expo, treadexpo.com.
Tread Offroad Expo.
Treadoffroadexpo.com. I should have not borked that, but I did. Anyways, okay. Thanks for coming out, man. Let's get this going.
Okay. Peace out.